Do you have any other information on it at all? Yes. Okay, can you also send over the transfer paper too?
Hello?
Perfect. Hi, I'm looking for Havon. Is he here?
Also, is...
You looking for whom?
Maybe you can help pronounce his name for me. It's J-A-V-O-N.
Javon?
Javon.
Let me tell you something. It's only 6:45 here.
Okay. Is that not a good time to call? I'm sorry.
At 6:30 in the morning?
Sorry about that. On the East Coast.
Who is this?
I'm calling to follow up on an email that he sent me.
When did he send it?
Last night, it seems.
Sure, it's
J-I-A. Is there a better time to call? I really apologize for disturbing you.
No, I'm trying to find out some information because he doesn't work. He hasn't worked here in 2 or 3 years, so... What kind of email is
It was asking. Oh, it was asking about some pre-approved financing that you guys qualified for.
He's trying to get financing in my name, in the business name.
I don't know if it's him. I sent it to your business email, so it probably would have just gone straight to your business email.
What was the business email? I'm the one that responded.
Okay. I'm sorry about that, my dear. I really apologize.
No, I'm confused. I'm just saying, Javon hasn't worked here in
at
least 4 years.
You're just like, what? What the heck's going on?
What did you find to do?
I'm sorry about that. And are you the new manager, owner?
I'm the owner. I've always been the owner.
Okay. And if you don't mind, can I get your name? It looks like Javon's at point of contract here, but if you're the owner, I'd much rather put that.
It's Marion, M-E-R-I-O-N, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Marion Holmes. It's a beautiful name.
Yeah, I got that email. I'm sure you said we're pre-approved. I said, what does that mean?
So we have a couple different programs, equipment financing and working capital. Have you worked with working capital before?
I've funded everything I have. I've bought everything I have in cash.
Yeah, I understand. So working capital is a program that lets you, it's a fairly new program that lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit's able to. We base it off your sales, so we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue in unsecured cash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds more like what you're looking for. I know you're looking for that 25K, right?
That's what I said, but I didn't know what it was about, so I was just trying to see. You said pre-approved, and what does that mean? I didn't know. I hadn't applied for anything, so.
Okay. Yeah, we based it off some financing that you guys did with U.S. Bank back in 2011. Does that kind of ring a bell for some equipment?
Yeah, we purchased equipment through them, yeah.
Yeah. So we base it off of that and your DNB credit profile. And because of that previous good financial stature that you guys have, we pre-approve you for about $250K.
Oh, I didn't know. I was trying to figure out. I didn't apply for anything, so.
Yeah, we kind of like to reach out to see if people need help or where they might have some financing needs to help their business grow.
Okay, I'll teach him. I don't need anything right now.
Okay. Have your sales been pretty good then, Sierra, though?
Yeah, my sales have been pretty good.
That's good to hear. Are you guys doing anything different from last year?
No.
No? It's kind of the same?
We just got a few more monthly contracts.
Oh, nice. That's what's up. If you were able to get you a new screen printing machine, would that help you out?
No, I just got one.
Oh, nice. That's what's up. And you do mostly...
Go ahead.
You do mostly commercial screen printing, yes?
We do more printing than still screen.
Okay.
We're a full service printing company. I do more printing than I do shirts.
Okay. Makes sense.
I do a lot of shirts around family union in September school, but my base program is more printing.
It's more based on just prints.
We have mostly contracts we have to fill.
Do you guys have marketing? I know I tried to look at your website, but it's actually down right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking at the wrong one. You're looking at your business.
Yes.
No, you need to look at EDS printing. Yeah, we changed the name to EBS printing.
Okay.
The DBA, but it's still things. That's the website name because. Yeah, we took that one down. Hello, Tropical. Hello.
Hey. Yeah, I was looking at it and I was like, I was trying to get in contact with you and I was like, I can't find her website and I didn't know if this one was yours as well because I was like, who guys' email says it quit business, but the business says EBS.
It's the same thing.
Okay. Would you ever consider doing a new marketing tactic, maybe?
I'm good right now. I'm really good. I'm okay.
Okay.
I don't really want to take on too many more customers.
Okay.
We have monthly customers that are sometimes overwhelming as it is.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
They're big, big quantity customers, 20,000-30,000 a month.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And so, do you guys have payment terms with those, or is it kind of just more up front?
They pay up front.
It's up front?
Well, they pay in 15 days.
Oh, okay.
I bill them, and they check comes in 10, 15 days, or they pay online, or, use their card. I have a couple of credits to file for them, I bill. But they're monthly. I don't have any 30 days.
Okay, so you're not, contracted. That's good.
No, we don't do term. There's maybe a couple that lag a couple weeks, but we don't do term.
Okay. I know you take... I know you have those new contracts, right? Are you going to bring on any new personnel?
No, not right now.
Okay. Did you have to cut back on personnel when you have a slow season?
No, because we really don't have. We have slow seasons as far as new walk-ins.
Oh, okay.
But, our monthly customers are commercial customers, so they are every month. Those are my bread and butter customers.
Okay. So have you guys been growing, though? I know you said you just got that new machine. Was it to replace, or was it to add on?
No, it was just to replace.
Replace? So if you got...
Instead of the ink type thing, we did a direct-to-print.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Instead of all the ink, because the ink gives us headache, it's mostly direct-to-print.
Okay. Okay. That's fantastic, right?
Oh, yeah, it saves a whole lot of time.
I was going to say.
Space and everything. But no, we're okay. We're not looking to... I'm not looking to hire anyone just yet. Because I don't need them.
Okay. Have you heard of Section 179?
No, what's that?
So it's a business allowance that allows you to write off equipment. It's up to $500K a year. So instead of being able to have a taxable income, if you put some of that income into new equipment, it becomes a tax write off.
Well, I'm sure my husband has. He's my husband.
Yeah, I know you just bought that new piece of equipment, so I was just wondering.
Is it 5 years or 7 years now, I think? Is it 5 years?
Oh, wow.
You can carry that for 5 years.
Oh, but, wow.
But I'll give you a call if I need you, okay? I got your email now.
Okay, for sure. Is there a better email? I can send you a little bit more info.
Oh, you can send it to that one. I look at that one every day.
Okay, just the info at Business Solutions.
Equip Business Solutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me some information. Okay?
Yeah, I will. It was good talking to you, Marion. Sorry, I woke you up so early.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.